The law of woman and people that are sick fasting on Tisha B'Av, and we'll discuss especially this year, which is Tisha B'Av Nidche, when Tisha B'Av is pushed off from Shabbos, its original date, to Sunday, and if there are any leniencies. So as an introduction, we'll just mention that in any slight case of doubt, obviously one is to verify the issue with a Meira Heira Rav that rules on these matters, and one is not to paskin on his own to decide that he doesn't have to fast. The general ruling in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. A person who is sick, and sick is defined as someone who is bedridden, he has fever, he has a virus, etc. Someone who's sick, he has to be in bed because he's sick. He feels too weak to get out of bed. Such a person, the Chachamin, the sage, is never obligated to fast on Tisha B'Av, and he is not to fast, even on a regular Tisha B'Av. It's not Nidche. A person who is sick, in the wording of the Machaber, is to be fed immediately, even if his illness is not dangerous. Now that brings us to the law of pregnant and nursing women. So, ideally, pregnant nursing women have no exception and no exemption, and they are chayiv and obligated to fast just like anyone else. And in the wording of the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, mis'anenu mashlim, they fast the whole day. However, there are certain leniencies associated with pregnant nursing women that allow them to break their fast or even not fast initially, which falls under the previous law that sick people don't have to fast. And that is as follows. If a pregnant nursing woman feels weak and knows that the fast will make her sick, she will have to be bedridden due to this fast, then it's brought on poskim, then she doesn't have to fast and cause herself to end up being bedridden. Furthermore, any pregnant woman who feels symptoms that are going to bring a early labor, an early childbirth prior to the ninth month, then such a woman is to break her fast as soon as those symptoms begin. Such symptoms can include the dizziness, feeling labor contractions, or lower high blood pressure. Such women that are pregnant and before the ninth month are to break their fast immediately as soon as such symptoms are being felt. Certainly, if a woman is actually sick and weak due to the fast, she may break her fast. And in this issue, there's a greater leniency this year, being that it's Tisha B'Av Nidche, Tisha B'Av is pushed off a day, in which even if a woman is not actually bedridden, but she feels extremely weak and even a little bit sick, even if it's not to the point that she has to stay in bed, she's allowed to break her fast. Regarding nursing women, the same law applies regarding how she feels. However, in this issue, there's another aspect. The nursing woman who needs milk for her child, and if she fasts, won't have milk, even if she feels fine, the question asks, does she have to fast? So regarding this issue, practically, once you contact the Rav, there's a debate amongst Paiskim regarding what a woman should do. Does she have to give formula or other alternatives to her child? Can she just breastfeed and not fast in order not to give other formula? So according to all, if she sometimes does give formula, certainly she has to fast on Tisha B'Av if she's feeling okay and give formula to her child. But a woman who doesn't give formula, then whether or not she has to fast is debated amongst Paiskim, and a Rav is to be contacted. Regarding a woman who is after childbirth, so certainly a woman who is within 7 days of childbirth is not allowed to fast. She is not to fast. A woman who's within 30 days, it's brought in the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, she also doesn't have to fast. However, the Rama adds that the custom is to fast unless she experiences great pain. Although this is the ruling of the Rama, nonetheless, practically the ruling today in a weak generation, as the wording of the Aruch HaShulchan, heaven forbid a woman after birth to fast on Tisha B'Av, as they are weak and certainly sick, and therefore they are not allowed to fast. That is the wording of the Aruch HaShulchan and is accepted by many Meida Heiraz, Paiskim, that women within 30 days of birth are not to fast at all, even if they feel okay. A few points regarding someone who breaks their fast and doesn't end up fasting. Do they have to fast a little bit if they need to break their fast? The answer is no. If a person knows that they're sick, they don't have to try to push themselves and fast a little bit, even if they don't have to fast at night. Regarding taking medicine, if you're sick, then you can eat, so you can take medicine. If you're not sick, can you take medicine? The answer is yes. You should try to take it without any liquids, just with your saliva. If you're unable to, then you can use a little bit of water that's been dirty water, as brought in the Kaf HaChaim, and use that to swallow the pill. There's no prohibition against taking medicine on Tisha B'Av. Regarding a woman or a man who's sick and needs to break the fast and eat on Tisha B'Av, do they wash and do they bench? The answer is yes, they wash just like regularly, as brought in the Kaf HaChaim, and they bench, and when they bench, they actually add the paragraph of Nachem, which we say in Shemini Esrei of Mincha on Tisha B'Av. Well, they add it in Birchas Hamazon, as written in the Ramah, and it is recited prior to Uvnei Yerushalayim.